بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. My dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. The month of Muharram and the days of mourning Aba Abdullah have approached once more. There is one point which is often neglected that I'd like to share with you regarding the mourning of Aba Abdullah. There are two ways that we can mourn Aba Abdullah. The first is that we consider it a terrible tragedy that occurred 1,300 years ago in the deserts of Iraq. It's over, it's finished, that chapter is closed, and we come every year and we commemorate that tragedy. But the second way to mourn Aba Abdullah is when we understand that the chapter that was opened on the plains of Karbala did not close in Karbala. Rather, the voices of Imam Sajjad and Lady Zainab carried the spirit of Karbala on a journey of over 1,300 years until it reached us today. The reality is, dear brothers and sisters, whether we like it or not, we are part of the story of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. We cannot choose to opt out. We are here, we exist, we're on this earth, and we're part of the story whether we like it or not. The only thing we can choose is which role we shall play in this story. The story remains open. The objectives of Aba Abdullah salawatullahi alayhi, the objectives of Aba Abdullah are yet to be realized to their fullest extent. This is a story related to both man's past, present, and future, for the final stand of truth against falsehood will be with the slogan of Aba Abdullah. What role will you play? Have you found that role? It's related that when the people of Kufa saw the household of Aba Abdullah in that condition after Karbala had finished, they began crying and wailing. Do you know how Imam Sajjad alayhi salam responded to their wailing? In the Maqtal of Luhuf by Sayyid Ibn Tawus, it's related he addresses them in the following manner. He says to the people of Kufa, أتنوحون وتبكون لأجلنا فمن الذي قتلنا? Are you crying and wailing because of us? Who exactly was it that killed us? Let's read the sermons of Lady Zainab and Lady Kulthum that are present in these books and see how they address individuals who loved this household and were sad that Aba Abdullah had been martyred and shed tears but failed to recognize and play the role they were expected to play. Dear brothers and sisters, this Muharram, the eyes of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam are on you. He's waiting for you to answer his call. The call of Aba Abdullah continues to echo through the tongue of Imam Sahib al-Zaman. Please, please, this Muharram, try to find your role and say, affirm labbaik to the Imam of your time. Labbaik ya Hussein, labbaik ya Mahdi.